Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence on You. And if you have missed any of this show, or you really would like to listen to it again, you can do that by going to the website of LIU Post, WCWP.org, and click on WCWP Talk, or you can go to the Project Independence website, and that's TONH, projectindependence.net, and go to the radio section, and you can listen to 6 years' worth of shows.
That's right.
Yeah. And you can
catch
hear
up.
Christina.
Catch up for our anniversary.
Exactly. And we're back now with Christina Liu, who is also the producer of this show, but she's also going to keep us informed on happenings in the town.
That's right.
And Christina's involved with area code 221.
221?
Yeah, 221 area code.
Hmm.
What is that?
I don't know. I wonder what 221 is.
I think it's 221, 221 days still before your birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're getting there, though.
People are
Those days are coming. Look, we're flying through summer already.
Yeah.
We'll be into fall. Spring will be
before
here in no
you
time.
Know it, we'll be down to no days.
That's right.
Well, anyhow, welcome back, Christina.
Yes. So I also want to remind people that I guess for about a year now, we have a service in North Hempstead called Constituent Services. There's a person who will meet with you, and I just think it's a wonderful opportunity, and she's doing these office hours now. So you're able to go, bring your questions and concerns. The team of experts are there to help you. You can meet one-on-one with town staff and kind of just go. I mean, a lot of it is relating to the building department. And permit and so on. So she's going to be all over the place with her team. And the first one kicks off at Shelter Rock Library, and that is on September 6th. At the Westbury Library on September 12th. Broadway Park on September 14th, and that's in Garden City Park. Manhasset Library, September 18th. Hillside Library, September 25th. And Port Washington Library, September 27th. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. So if you have any questions and you want to, you know, you're able just to walk in, which is nice, too. You don't even need to necessarily make an appointment. So.
And you can always call 311.
That's right, 311 or 869-6311.
To follow up on those dates, right.
Absolutely. And also coming up, this is for all of those theatrical people out there, Otto. Project Independence is going to be forming the Project Independence Players. It's an opportunity to celebrate the arts in drama, improv, music, dance movement, and poetry performance. You're able to reminisce and share your life experience and uniqueness through participation and performance. And this group is going to be facilitated by Martha Cohen, who does our World in Motion current events group. And this was brought to her attention. A lot of people said they wanted, you know, that's something that was missing. Was kind of having an art group, which I think is really going to be exciting. But joining this group is a commitment because the goal is, you know, you want everyone to kind of get to know each other, and then hopefully there'll be some kind of presentation at the end of all this. But the first date, it'll be on Tuesdays, and the first date is September 5th.
Will they try to put on performances?
I think so. I think, like, that's the goal. So it's going to be September 5th to December 19th. So hopefully maybe around holiday time they could do something. It's going to be 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. So I think it should be exciting. It's a new realm. I'm excited to see them start. So I'll definitely.
Are you going to be one of the players?
I mean, if they need me, you know, I'm always on call. I'm not sure what I will
think
do.
You've got that in you.
I know. You know? Listen, I told you, we do know I could do some karaoke. I mean, that might be my skill.
I would do it, but I can't remember my lines.
Otto will come in and do his rendition of Sweet Caroline. I think that'll be your talent.
Yes.
But I really encourage people to go. I think. You know, come check it out, and it should be a wonderful experience. So stay tuned for more information on that.
Always lots to do.
We always laugh on the show. We said there's no one that could really be sitting home saying they're bored, because we certainly have something every day of the week that you could really, we can keep you busy.
Yeah.
So definitely, and call 311 or 869-6311 to get any kind of information on any of this. And also coming up, which is something I enjoy, even though I'm sad summer is coming to an end, But I love fall festivals. And in North Hempstead, there's going to be two wonderful festivals going on at Clark Botanic Garden. We really encourage people to always check it out because Clark Botanic Garden is really a beautiful, beautiful place. And the two special events this September are going to be an English tea for Herb Day and wine tasting in the garden, which sounds lovely, too. The first one will be on Wednesday, September 13th. And it's the 14th annual Marie Jensen Bic Herb Day and Lecture. And which I don't know if you knew this, Otto, this fun fact. This year's event will be celebrating cilantro and coriander because they are the 2017 Herb of the Year.
Oh.
So now you could bring that up at dinner parties that you happen to know what the 2017 Herb of the Year is.
I bring up about fruit flies.
Oh, there you go.
I have a lot of information about fruit flies, but I won't share that here right now.
You always amaze me every show.
Well, fruit flies occasionally interfere with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to whack them around a little bit because they get in the way if there's wine there.
Right.
So there's a lot of good stuff about fruit flies on the internet. A good example of Google search. Want to learn a little more about fruit flies? Go to Google
search. Wow, that's real. You know what? I'm going to have to catch up on that.
They have a very short lifespan.
Good, because they're super annoying.
40 to 50 days.
Yeah.
But a lot goes on in those 40 to 50 days.
That's right. They torture you around your bananas. Yeah. But anyway, back to Herb of the Year. And there will be a teacup exchange, sandwiches and desserts, as well as raffles. And you need to register for this event by September 6th. And there is a cost of $30 for garden members and $35 for non-members. And the next event will be on Saturday, September 23rd. It is called the Sip and Stroll from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Clark House. The event will include wine tasting, refreshments, live music, raffles, and a Twilight Garden tour, which sounds really, really nice. I actually want to try and go to that one. That seems really fun. So please call 311 to get more information on that and to register as well. Clark Botanic Garden really has amazing stuff going on. You know, and on top of all that, they've also been doing these home sustainability classes where you're able to learn to recycle the rainwater by using different native plants. They had all different other things, too, how to build a rain garden, how to compost, which I hear great things about, too.
It's a nice place to just take a walk.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people, it's a wonderful, wonderful place with great programs. So definitely it's one of the gems, I think, in North Hempstead. So check that out as well. We also want to remind people that if you are in need of applying for a passport, you can go to Town Clerk Wayne Wink's office, and it's kind of a one-stop shop now. You're able to even get the picture taken there, and I think it's really great because that is such a tedious thing, and the paperwork, and you know, just having. And this way, you just can go there and get renew your passport or obtain a new one. So that is a great program.
I just renewed mine prior to knowing about this.
See? There you go. Now you know.
What are you going to do?
Every 10 years. There you go.
Yeah.
Also coming up, something wonderful North Hempstead's been doing now is they're holding a September 11th memorial service. It's going to be at Mary Jane Davies Green, which is right on Plandom Road in Manhasset, at 8 a.m. And this ceremony, it's just a time to reflect and really to, just kind of pay tribute to everyone that unfortunately we lost during that time. So it's something North Hempstead does, and I encourage people to go and check it out. So that is September 11th at 8 a.m. right across from Town Hall. And this is something, Otto, that you might want to do. The town has partnered with the American Association of Physicians of Indian Origin, Queens, and Long Island, which is quite the mouthful. But they've been providing all these wonderful different wellness topics. So the final one is going to be on September 17th at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Yoga Under the Stars. So this is also going to be at Clark Garden. So we should have told Rebecca when she was here
because
she is the Miss Yoga instructor now.
Right.
But I think it's really cool. They do a lot of they did also a cultural sensitivity program. So I think it's just great that
do you do yoga?
I have.
Have you?
I have. Yeah. But I'm not.
You're not practicing.
I'm not a yoga practice. Yeah, no. I do it occasionally.
But
it's very good for you.
Yes.
It certainly is. It has, in addition
to... I think what it comes down to is to do something.
Agreed.
Whether it be yoga mm-hmm. or walking or...
I like walking.
Yes. Me too.
I'm a walker.
Right, I'm a walker.
That's right, me and Otto. I knew it, Otto.
We walk around this table.
Yeah. That's right, it is important.
Actually, there was a friend of mine that we wrote an article about
a long time
ago.
I was just thinking that, yes.
About exercise and how you really don't have to belong to a gym in order to exercise. My friend Tom would put the radio on and walk around his dining room table for a half an hour while he listened mm-hmm. to the radio. I don't want to do it that way, but he was
happy. No, but I think it's great,
it,
you know, and it really is, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to, like, always, oh, I can't do it, you know, I don't want to join a gym, it's too much money, but you don't need to, you know, and it's just, and
I've
a little bit of
activity. Yeah,
and a little bit of activity goes a long way, you
absolutely.
Know, and it's really, and the routine of it is certainly important, because, you know, the more active you are, you know, you could remain active. So
mobility,
that's
very
it.
That's
all we want. You know, it's and I always think about that story, because I remember writing on the Pioneer. Oh my God, we are rapidly coming to an end, Otto.
Let me get my script for the closing of the show.
Go ahead, Otto.
Oh, we are at the end of the show. So Christina has another inch and a half of paper over there.
I know, my God, I never get through
it. Town,
that's right.
And she never gets through them. But we would like to thank the director of broadcasting at WCWP, Dan Cox, the assistant director, Janine Solaro, our very competent engineer, Victoria Honorato, and our world-known producer, Christina Liu, and the guests that we had here today, including
That's
Rebecca
right.
Miller.
And thank you to you,
co-host.
Otto, for filling in as host.
And we had a good time.
It was a good time, as
and
always. Tune in next week.
Down to the end.
There we go.
Tune in next week.
That's right. Next week. Same time, same place.
Thank you.